Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
A couple things on Twitter and Facebook right now. There's a picture of a guy getting a swash. A video of a guy getting hit with the balls in the balls by an errant throw at the first pitch at the Red Sox game. You'll laugh all day.
Nothing
funny. Craig Peters,
that.
If you're depressed, Colleen, if you're depressed today, and we are because of what's happening with in the White House. Well, I've been depressed 7 months, but now it's. Whatever, you know. Watch this video. It's hilarious.
I can't wait.
A guy gets hit in the nuts.
I can't wait to hear or see something funny.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here this weekend. It's something funny. Just give me something funny.
Something funny. Well, you're kind of responsible for that, too, with the funny bone.
I know. I'm. You know what? And I'm going to turn it up this weekend.
I bet you are.
You know? I'm going to.
You better.
You know, I say that all the time.
I know
I say that all the time, but I'm going to turn it up this weekend.
Well, I saw you about 2 weeks. Was it 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago?
A month ago.
Okay, I saw you a month ago. I'm going to see you again Saturday.
Are you coming out?
Yeah.
Are you coming out?
I am coming out again, yeah.
Because it's who's here?
Jessie Mae Peluso, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm a
Do you know
huge
her?
Fan. No.
Okay.
And Nick Allen.
And Nick, yeah.
Oh, Nick. I'm just going to go hang out with Nick.
Okay. No.
Nick and I are going to probably be, out on the patio.
We love the greatest hits. Will there be new stuff?
I heard new stuff. I told you that.
There will be new stuff.
Yeah.
Will there be
this
new stuff since Tyler last saw you? Have you written any
new
stuff
go crazy.
In the last 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Really?
Let's see. When's the last time you saw me? Back in 1988?
88.
88, 89, something
Todd,
like that.
Todd doesn't come out as much these days. He's very busy with puppies.
Yeah. Elvis had just died.
Yeah.
I remember that because we were
right.
All bummed out about
that's
that.
That's right. That was 77.
Yeah, I needed a little pick-me-up, so I went to see Craig Peters.
DJs and strippers. Sorry, not DJs. You're a radio personality now. But I knew you back when you were DJs.
Yes. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
Famous, along with strippers, for... saying, yeah, I'll be out to the show. I'll come out and see your show.
Yeah, but
and don't come out.
Yeah, I heard
but you guys,
I come.
You guys, always there.
I like
in fact, too much.
Yeah.
every show, that's a bit much.
And strippers, they'll come to see the show too.
And
they're working now. Strippers are working at night.
Well, yeah, that's just it. That's
and I'm
why,
not. I'm
that's
not.
Why you know,
I'm not.
Strippers and comedians have the same. Same patron saint.
Exactly. Right. So, we need something to laugh at. Well, watch this guy at video get nailed in the nuts during the break. It's hilarious.
You probably told your share of strippers, I'll be out to see you, and then never showed
true.
Up.
That's true.
How you like it.
But, you know, when I do show up.
Now, the path of totality is going right through your hometown, which
is... Yeah, my hometown.
Is what again?
They're in Missouri.
Okay, give us the name of the town.
Do I have to tell you?
Yes.
I don't want it on.
Oh, you don't want. Oh, I know that. Okay, it's north of Kansas City. I know where it's at.
Yeah,
I won't
Kansas
say the name.
City. Yeah.
It's north of Kansas City.
He doesn't want
and
unwanted
visitors. Right, it's right in the middle of totality, isn't it?
Yeah, right. And like it's my. I have a good friend, my childhood friend.
Does he still live there?
Yeah, he's right there. And he said, you know, dude, you come and share this with me.
Yeah?
$500. You can have the guest room. $400. If you bring,
come
you know,
share this with me.
A couple cases of beer or something, some snacks. Childhood friend.
Now, we can see from Omaha, Colin, you mentioned.
Yes.
We can see, what, 75 to 80? What is it?
Oh, it's bigger than that, I think.
That's enough for me. I don't want to drive anywhere.
Aren't we on the 90 percentile?
Yeah, I think it might be 90%. Yeah.
Let me check for you here.
You know, my eyes are bad, so 90% is really good for me.
I don't care.
I don't need that 100
Todd's,
slot.
Todd wants to go see it, but he's worried about tourists.
I'm worried about traffic.
I know.
I'm one of those people.
But Colleen,
I know. That's why you're not seeing the name of your town. Right?
Colleen makes a good point that I will be going so late that people will probably already be settled in, so maybe traffic there wouldn't be a problem. But traffic getting out, I think, might be a big problem.
Oh, you could be there, yeah.
Unless they've been imbibed and they have to spend the night.
No, you're not going to go down and get all hammered, Todd. So you just hit the gas as soon as you start seeing the sun come out on the other side, get the hell out. You know, beat the crowd that way. It's like leaving a concert during the encore because you know the songs anyway.
Sure.
That's what I would do. Once you see it totally blocked out, okay, gang, let's go. Hit the road. You'll make it back. But turn your headlights on.
98.63 obscuration.
Okay, cool. That's enough for me.
From my deck, too. I could do that from my deck.
Absolutely.
You could.
And not drive to Beatrice.
Yes, sir.
Assuming I'm awake.
I don't think you'll be disappointed.
No, I really want to see it. Yeah.
No matter where you're at.
Yeah. Well, we're close enough. Cool. We're close enough to totality.
Have you ever seen one before?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Well, something happened in 1978, but I don't...
Yeah. I haven't looked into this, but I do remember being freaked out as a kid because you can go blind. I mean, that's a fact. That's not an urban myth. I mean, a lot of things are urban myths anymore, and we don't know what facts are due to the latest sky run in the country. So the facts are, because I read a bunch of articles as soon as this came out, no, you can go blind. This is not a myth. Do not do this, you know. So I remember being freaked out as a kid at my parents' house, but I don't think it actually was that.
I recall sometime during high school. You know, this was North Dakota, too, it might have been a different path.
Yeah.
But we all left, you know, high school and went outside for a little minute.
Well, like Neil deGrasse Tyson tweeted out yesterday, and I retweeted
it. I don't know if it was
happens every 2 years somewhere in the world, there's a solar eclipse.
Yeah, but this one's very unique because
it's going right. It's an hour and a half from us.
Right.
If it was in South America, we wouldn't be talking about it.
But it crisscrosses the entire country.
Right.
It involves a lot of states here.
Right.
Right.
And that whole you'll go blind if you keep doing that argument.
Well, one of them's
a myth. Yeah, I'm not sure I'm going to follow those.
No, well, one's
but this
a myth.
One, this one, okay. This
when it
one,
comes to the eclipse, it's true.
No, we'd be blind as a bat.
That's not
true.
Fake this is fact. News.
I'm making my own glasses.
Really? Yeah. Okay, we don't recommend.
Oh, is that why we had to save all of our paper towel rolls?
Yeah. That's,
okay.
Well, no, that's not what those are for. But that's from my other experiment. I've got a lot of experiments for this one.
You're making your own glass. What are you going to do? Just put cellophane on your face?
Well, I'm going to go to Hobby Lobby.
Yeah.
And
and make your own.
And, once I get through the archaeological find file, man, my kid is going to rock on the science fair this year.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, look, I got this ancient cuneiform manuscript tablet.
Oh, that's right. Because
Hobby Lobby.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go.
They were illegal religious stuff. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Craig, bringing the joke full circle without a laugh. Craig Peters, Funny Bone, tonight, along with your headliner, Jessie Mae Peluso.
Peluso, yes.
Funny lady.
And she's drop-dead gorgeous.
I checked her out earlier.
She's as cute as she is.
Yeah, she'll be here tomorrow. FunnyBoneOmaha.com for tickets. Craig Evans, no relation to Craig Peters.
It was on this date in 1992. Actor-director Woody Allen admitted to being romantically involved with his adopted daughter, Soon Yi.
Yeah, he's still with her. You know?
Yep, man.
And his excuse was, she never lived with me. I'm not defending him, but they're still together.
25 years later, it became a popular porn category.
Stepdad?
Yeah.
All right.
Take care of the stepdad.
No, it was his adopted. No, it was her adopted kid. He hadn't adopt her yet, right?
Yeah, I don't know if that was they
not married?
Popular porn category.
He was married to.
He was married to Mia Farrow, but she had kids that she adopted.
She had adopted that one, right? But
possibly. Prior.
No, he was. Yeah. No, believe me. Morally, it was weird and it was wrong, and everybody yelled at him. But they're still together.
How old was Soon Yi at the time?
16 or 17. She was old enough.
Very young.
I
think she was still a teenager.
They found naked photos before the internet and the web, too. It was actual Polaroids, right?
That sounds right.
Yeah, Maria Farrah. Yeah.
Wanted to let that go, maybe.
But Manhattan, what a great film.
I love Woody Allen to this day. He got through that.
Mostly. You still hear about it, though.
You do, but...
And there's a handful of people that won't work with him.
Yeah. But a lot do.
Because it's still a horrible, tacky situation.
It was tacky.
Yeah. Did you say it happened in 92?
92.
Okay, she would have been 22 then.
She was of age.
Born
she was
70.
Of age, but it was just the adopted part. The daughter of your wife was the weird part. Yeah. But you know what? Times have changed.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
That's exactly. Well, I think he said that.
I'm thinking about adopting you guys.
Oh, you don't have to go to that much trouble, Craig.
You don't have to.
No? I don't know.
You just have to ask.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're easy.
That was 92. God, it's been a long time.
Yeah. It has. And today is National Thrift Shop Day.
Plus, I always thought Mia Farrow was much hotter than Sun Yi anyway, so I never got that part. You know, I didn't think Sun Yi was that hot. Did you? She was 22. You can talk about this.
No, I can't.
I mean, yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Mia Farrow was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
Nobody rocks a page boy like Mia Farrow.
That's right.
Is that what that page boy, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Craig's working on a little Asian thing, so
I know.
He doesn't want to speak out.
I like Asian chicks, too. I didn't think she was one of the hotter ones.
Six Flags over Texas.
You were just in Texas, right?
I was. I dropped down into the hot state of Texas.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
So here's the question.
Howdy.
If you are flying a Confederate flag that is not the battle flag, that the Confederate flag that you're most familiar with.
The battle flag we see, yeah.
Yeah. If you are flying a Confederate flag, the flag of the Confederate States of America, is that okay?
Well, it's they were traitors and tried to split the country in two. So I'm so tired of the argument anymore, but I don't care. I'm sure it goes well in Texas.
Six Flags over Texas says it's fine. They're still going to.
Oh, they're flying it. That's one of the six flags?
Yes.
See, this is where I draw. I don't think they should, because we've just found out recently the business owners and corporations are just running from Donald Trump now, because business, even the guy from Walmart came out and said Trump was an idiot.
Yes.
And they said it might piss off half his personnel, because there are people that go to Walmart that aren't racist. And he also said, and guess where they're going to go? You need to come out on the side of the right.
Yeah,
not the right side.
The correct side.
The correct side, which is inclusiveness in the United States of
America. You don't understand. They have to fly six different flags. And there's not that many from which to choose.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
No. There are six flags that have flown over the state of Texas.
Oh, hence the name.
Yeah. Now,
you wait.
Other six flags now and all across
you know
the country.
They pull, you know when they would pull that down, since it's back in the news, obviously, is if black people stopped going to the amusement park, and then they would go, let's take that down.
Yeah.
It's history. Shut up.
You know what?
Is it
the monuments? I don't think you need to take them down.
The monuments came in. Okay, you're leading to a joke here.
I think you just change the plaque.
No, this is what? Traitor.
No, that's Johnny Paycheck. Huh? Are you sure that's not Robert E. Lee? No, that's Johnny Paycheck.
I like that.
A couple generations later, nobody's going to know.
Johnny Paycheck.
It's Johnny Paycheck.
He's in the town square, right?
Yeah. Who's that? Oh, that's early Johnny Cash.
You know, just a couple generations, it would go away, right?
Just change the plaque.
Change the plaque.
Don't change it. You know, okay. Don't tear down
they
the statue.
They still might march
just
on that.
The plaque.
Right.
Leave them up. The pigeons need them.
Yeah. I don't know if I can sign off on that one.
The Johnny Paycheck one?
No. Okay.
So do you have a problem with moving the Confederate statues to, say, Confederate museums or Confederate graveyards
No. I've heard graveyards and I've heard even black people and people. I'm a lefty on this situation, obviously. But, yeah, museums and graveyards.
Do you have an issue with that?
No, I don't. Most people don't either. I think it's the fact but get them out of public spaces where, you know, other people that are not, you know, I mean, it enslaved millions of black people for years.
Right.
I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. It isn't that long ago. And by the way, most of those monuments were put up when they thought black guy was getting a little too uppity in the 1900s. They're not original monuments from the 1865. People don't know that.
You know, in Europe, they...
You can't have...
Like in Budapest...
Right.
They have you're driving, and all of a sudden, here is an entire field full of Stalins and Mussolini.
Right.
You know, they moved them all out of city squares,
right.
And they have them out there,
right.
Just behind a fence.
So they have a little statue farm.
Right.
They have a statue
right.
farm
right.
of all the dictators.
I saw a great line because somebody was saying, "What about history?" And then somebody tweeted out, "Maybe some of these guys can learn to read. They're called books."
Well, the linens are blooming. Statue garden.
Yeah.
What did they do with the statue of Joe Paterno?
They hid that. They put it in storage somewhere, yeah.
I mean, they didn't break it up or anything.
No,
did they?
Maybe they did.
No, they officially just moved it.
Yeah. It's somewhere.
Yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese.
In storage.
Yeah.
But
It's probably in Dottie Sandusky's basement. I'll keep the statue here. I can keep a secret.
Bad things happen in that basement.
No, if it's in the basement, she has no idea what's down there.
That's right.
They might have snuck it in there and just put it down there.
Right.
She's totally clueless.
Okay, that's over too.
Picking on the dot.
Right.
No, it's
they
never.
They got rid of that. They got rid of all that.
It's never over.
Yeah.
This one will never be over. I know you'd like to let it go.
No, I don't care, actually.
From the Liverpool Echo out of England.
I figured that.
Police were called to the McDonald's to report that a man had exposed himself to a woman. An eyewitness described how the naked man lifted up his genitals and injected himself with a drugs needle into his scrotum.
Was it like Botox or the balls, like we were talking about earlier?
Who knows what was in the...
Does that hurt, puss?
Well,
it doesn't feel good.
Yeah. I would say just go with it.
Injecting anything into your scrotum may be painful.
Well,
right.
Okay.
Especially if it's right in the nut.
The woman also claims the man was making strange noises throughout the incident.
Yeah, it's called pain. It's not a strange noise.
The naked man was then locked into the toilet by some of the McDonald's staff, who then called police. Officers arrived at the restaurant and arrested the man. The woman described how... Now, okay. So you've seen this guy act a fool... You know, inject his scrotum with something.
Was it meth or something?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, to me it does. If I'm injecting something in there,
well, you want to make it. You want to make sure that his scrotum is still okay.
It was beetle sweat. That's what it was.
The woman described how she was left crying her eyes out after witnessing the incident, locking herself in the bathroom until she was sure it was over. She says that she goes in every morning for a cup of tea before work, and she went to the loo and she just saw the man. He was outside the toilets completely naked, injecting something and making this noise. I don't know if it was a sexual noise or it was relief from injecting himself, but it was just disgusting. It was awful. I ran into the women's loo. I was hysterical. Couldn't stop crying for 25 minutes. Okay. I couldn't stop crying all day.
Here's free coffee all year.
Calm down.
Yeah.
You saw some balls. and good chance you've seen them before. Not his, but balls.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
They all look alike. How about it, Colleen? Well,
I'm just glad that they don't say there were kids that saw him.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean,
yeah.
You know,
well, she actually says kids could have seen that. So they specifically did.
Depending on the age.
Yeah,
kids are old enough, they'd laugh.
They did not.
Even with an injection?
Yeah, well,
she said they
could have
been there. They weren't, but, you know, so kids didn't see anything.
Yeah.
It's just this woman freaking out.
Sometimes the neck and the arms get all scabbed over, so you got to shoot yourself in the balls.
Yeah.
You know?
Good point.
Well,
don't mix
them
up with
new
McNuggets.
Peter's doing his British accent.
Hey, you know, I don't get to trot out the Liverpool accent.
No, you don't.
No.
I did hear McNuggets, right? Say it again.
Don't get it mixed up with me, McNuggets.
I think that's more Scottish.
More of that this weekend.
Yeah.
Craig Peters.
I'm going to work on that.
Yeah. More of that this weekend. This is part of his new material. FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Come on back. Colleen's with us.
I am.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.